Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Week one of the high school football season is upon us, and we are on to Perry LeCompton. Our conversation with the head coach and Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank. Coach, so much to dive into. You've been doing this for a long time, entering year number 23. How are we feeling going into 2023?
Still feel good. Love what I do. Enjoy it. Going to practice every day, prepping, and you know, staying around these guys. It keeps you young, and you know, love the opportunity to be able to teach them and have the passion for the game of football and share with them what I got.
I want to get a quick thought on last season. 2022, it was kind of a combination of injuries and a very challenging schedule, but a 3-6 year, first round exit in the playoffs, played a very good Bishop Ward squad, but just takeaways, just a couple thoughts and takeaways from that 3-1 year last season.
Yeah, I didn't feel like we got accomplished what we wanted to. I mean, we felt like we had a better squad than that, but faced some adversity that we didn't maybe deal with like we really wanted to. And unfortunately, we just didn't put everything in place. And yeah, we can make excuses, good schedule, injuries, this and that, but we just didn't get it done. And that was kind of disappointing because it was a pretty talented group. And now they're on their way. And so now we've got to fill those slots. And they got a new group, new faces ready to come in this year.
How are we feeling with the week now? Getting there for Friday, how's the squad looking? What's standing out to you in regards to the preparation this week for what's going to be a very challenging matchup?
Yeah, and like what we're doing. I mean, we young group, awful young group. We got a small group of seniors, only two or three of them that have ever seen Friday night action. So we're going to throw out there on Friday Night Lights some juniors and some sophomores that are going to get baptized and indoctrinated, you know, unfortunately into a tough schedule early on. But they're going to fight. They're going to play for us. Like what we're doing at practice, you know, we had the scrimmage that early first Saturday and then came back and were able to do the jamborees this Friday. Like the progress we've made from week one to week two in that aspect. You know, they're picking up the things at practice we want them to do. They're improving. And, you know, that's our number one priority. We've got to take care of us and make sure we're getting better every day, every week, and get prepared to go into Friday night's game.
You mentioned a lot of spots you kind of got to replace and losing a good heavy senior class from a year ago, four returning starters on both sides of the ball, but I want to talk maybe about a player or two, maybe one of those underclassmen that's kind of stepping up and you're going to count on. Who's a guy or two that's really stepped up and taken the reins at their respective positions, and who's going to be some big-time contributors maybe who are underclassmen?
Yeah. Moving in, I mean, Tristan Gordon started for us last year as a sophomore at the running back position. Had a really nice year. He was an honorable mention, all Big 7 pick, and so we've moved him into the quarterback spot because, you know, we like to put our best athlete in there and let them do the things they can do, and like what he's doing there. He's picking up, understanding, you know, the role of quarterback changes a little bit. You got to understand a little bit more what everybody's doing, but he runs the ball tough, throwing the ball nice, and just feel like he's a playmaker, and we're excited about what he's going to be able to do. And then coming along up front, we had Caden Byers is going to be a senior, one of our only seniors up front, and really like how he's progressing and coming off the football, and feel like he can be somebody that's going to be tough to deal with on that defensive line too. So looking forward to those guys contributing and having big years.
Perry LeCompton, head coach Mike Paramore, joining us here on our locker room chats. Week one on Friday night, they take on, maybe you could argue, the best team in the state entering the year. That is Sabetha. We'll talk about the Blue Jays after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Perry LeCompton football coach, that is Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank. Our first round of locker room chats here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coach, Nemaha Central, of course, the 2A state champs a year ago. They come in as the number one team according to K-Preps, but the number two ranked team in 2A according to K-Preps coming into this season is Sabetha. And I thought, you know, throughout the course of the offseason that the Blue Jays, you could argue, maybe top to bottom could have the best roster, not just in the Big 7, but, you know, in 2A in general. They bring back 20-plus seniors, a handful of them with multi-year experience as starters. They certainly could have their best team assembled since they won back-to-back 3A championships in 17 and 18. What's the early scouting report look like on this Blue Jays team?
Tremendous football team. I mean, and again, the Big 7 continues to be the real deal, no matter where you look at it. But, you know, with what Sabetha does bring back, their success last year, making that run to the semifinals, and, you know, they have to face another Big 7 team just to see who goes to the state championship. Coach Michael does a tremendous job up there. Those guys are well coached. They're very disciplined. They do a great job in what they run offensively and defensively. And like you said, they bring back a lot of cats that have been on the field Friday night that are not only the experience of it, but just, you know, they're quality players within that too. So definitely got our hands full. And, you know, we're going in just prepping and making sure that we can go out and play hard and try to match them to the big thing, the physicality they're going to bring.
Nemaha Central's Holden Bass, you could argue maybe the best lineman in the state in 2A, but collectively from left to right, it's about as good as it gets up front when you're talking about the offensive line for Sabetha. Does it start with them in terms of the preparation?
Well, I think it always does, and then, you know, especially what they want to do. They're gonna come off the ball. They're gonna pound the football, and you know, we got to be from a defensive standpoint to see if we can just even slow them down a little bit and hang in there and fight. Try to get them behind the chains a few times and try to make some plays. See if we can create some turnovers and fly around the football and just defensively be very fundamentally sound. Also, be very scheme sound in what we're trying to accomplish. Tackle well. And just understand it's going to be a physical game. They're just going to keep doing what they do, and it's going to keep coming at you, and we got to be prepared for a 48 minutes of physicality. From us offensively, we're just going to we got to be very good with our possessions. We got to be able to move the football and take advantage of some opportunities that we get them, see if we can score, and just go out there and put our best foot forward.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here and get you set for week one on Friday night, just what are going to be a few keys? What's it going to take to get on your home field, you know, get your team ready and get yourself geared up for what's going to be a very challenging matchup in Sabetha? A few keys.
No, I think always from our standpoint, you know, we got to go out and we got to play extremely hard. If we can do those kind of things and if we can execute what we do, we talk about this, our kids all over there, you know, control what you can control. And you can control your effort, you can control attitude, and you can control your preparation. And if you can line up correctly and then go play hard and trust the scheme and do that to the best of your ability, then we'll give ourselves a chance every Friday night. So we got to make sure we take care of ourselves, do what we're prepared to do, and then go out and do that extremely hard.
Our conversation with Perry LeCompton, head football coach, all season long, Mike Paramore. It's going to be presented by First State Bank, and what a Big 7 matchup we got week one, and we'll have plenty of coverage. Sabetha at Perry LeCompton. We'll have it live on KNZA 103.9 FM, also broadcasting video-wise on the Sabetha channel. You can find that link over on our website at mscsports.net. That's Mike Paramore, head coach of the Cause. Coach, we appreciate it very much. It's going to be fun riding with you all season long. Good luck Friday. We'll see you then, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Absolutely. Appreciate your time.